Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Ed Septic plus Paris Metals and Grey Poupon. It's on the way in just a minute.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
Also joining us in the studio, comedian John Bizarre.
Yeah. Well, I find that now that I need a woman, I mean, integrity, strength of character, honesty, but really the most important thing, gotta have a big ass. I need, I may be outside the pale on this one, judging by all the magazine covers I see, but I'm done with these ectoskeletal, wafer-thin, rice cake chomping chicks with the Ally McBeal arms and those heroin-looking legs. Yeah. Even the Three Little Pigs knew you don't build something out of sticks if you're gonna spend any time inside.
A great way to get your morning started. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Hey, welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Next.
We're getting ready for the Super Bowl. I'm thinking chili for me at the compound.
Excellent choice, Chick.
I'm going to get in that kitchen and make some chili. What do you think? I'm going to open up the cabinet.
Slow cooker?
Yes. Yes, I will slow cook.
Will you serve it in a bowl of Fritos?
Absolutely.
Hold on top of spaghetti?
No spaghetti.
Cornbread?
No cornbread.
I have both those ways.
I have pretzel crackers. I adore.
Oh, okay.
On my soups. The flips? Where yeah, one side it's
are,
like a.
They are absolutely the.
Those
flips.
Are awesome.
So good.
Yes.
And now they have flavors. Like you take a trip in the Mediterranean, or.
Oh, really? You tell great. The dogs, hey, I'm off to the Mediterranean.
That's right. And have a bite of Mediterranean, and then I take them with me sometimes.
Right now it's time to shift gears a little bit. We go to the screen and we have.
It's Jeff Probst. No. Never talked about cousin.
It's Ed Septic here from Ed Septic Sewage Plumbing and Supply.
Hey, Ed.
And I like I like your outfit. That looks really familiar.
Thank you. Yeah, zooming in here from a shop, having a cold one to start the day.
Oh, it sure is. Look at that.
You know what they say. It's 5:30 somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's real.
You guys excited about the big game this weekend?
Yeah, you got a special?
I don't even know who's in it. All I know is I'm rooting for the Browns to go down, if you catch my drift.
Well, can't they actually measure when the commercials play on the Super Bowl by toilet flushes in many cities?
I don't know these facts and numbers that you're talking about, Tom, but I have to, since it's you, I assume you're correct.
That's correct.
If you have a quick second, Tom, I wanted to introduce you to a good friend of mine.
Oh, good.
This is Turdy the Turd Ranch. Old Turdy here. That's right. Turdy is a fourth-generation turd ranch. It was passed down from my great-grandfather Ned Septic to my grandfather Fred Septic to my dad Ted, then on to me, Ed. Hopefully one day I can pass it on to my son, Ed number two. Unfortunately, though, Ed number two is currently more interested in playing Fortnite than learning the family business. But I guess I should cut him some slack. Yeah. You're only 6'1". Boy, if old Turdy here could talk, the stories he would tell. My great-grandfather Ned used old Turdy here during Prohibition. Yeah, he'd use it to fix people's pipes and people who got behind on their hooch payments to the mob.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, then during the Depression, my grandfather, Septic, used turdy to steal people's pipes so he could scrap them for cash to keep his family fed.
All right.
Oh, the memories. My father once used turdy here to fend off my mother when she caught him banging Miss Jenkins from apartment 227. Uh-huh. Because unlike myself, my father Ted would bang both your pipes and your wife all day, every day.
But not you, Ed.
No, I remember on his deathbed, he handed old Turdy to me, pulled me in close and said, I know your mother poisoned me, boy. I can't prove it, but the bitch did it. Then he says to me, don't lose old Turdy here. It's the only thing that's ever mattered to me in my entire life.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we had him cremated, then we flushed him down his favorite toilet at Tiger Stadium during the seventh inning stretch.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Yeah, now he's up in the clouds with his porcelain god and his angel soft toilet paper looking down. I hope I'm making you proud, Papa.
I'm sure you are, Edward.
All right, I gotta run. I got 9:30 at the Barnowskis. They got a basement full of sewage up to their elbows.
Oh, oh no.
Anybody want to take the prop bet on the over-under on the number of floaters? Nope. All right. Go down, Browns.
Edward. That's Ed from MedSeptic. Remember, he'll bang your pipes, but he won't bang your wife.
Always a true
gentleman.
It's a family tradition, though. So nice. I'm sorry. Now, we have some cool Olympic news. I think this is a great story, and you, of course, don't.
No, I think it's a wonderful story, and I've been instructed to be enthusiastic about this story, so I will be. The medals that will be awarded at the Paris Olympics will be made with pieces of the Eiffel Tower.
Isn't that cool? I just hope that I hope they didn't take the. I hope they didn't use the structural pieces at the bottom holding it up.
I don't think so.
The hexagonal polished chunk of iron taken from the iconic landmark is being embedded in each gold, silver, and bronze medal that will be hung around athletes' necks.
That is incredibly cool.
Paris Games this summer.
If I win a gold medal, I want it 100% gold.
99.9% gold, baby, gold.
It's a brilliant artistic.
It's like when you get a brownie with nuts. Like, no, I just want the brownie.
Yeah.
You gotta have nuts.
I don't agree with your analogy, but I do hate
you wouldn't even let me just have that a little aside.
No, Josh is right. Nuts and brownies ruin them. I love nuts. I love brownies. No. Hate
not
it.
Even a pecan?
No.
Pecan? What about a pecan Sandy? Do you like those?
Sure.
And who was Sandy, by the way?
And what is a Sandy?
Yeah.
It's a dusty cookie. Dry, but tasty.
Joachim Ronson, head of design at the Paris Games Organizing Committee.
He's great.
By the way, a paren, he thinks all Americans are filthy pigs. He said the iron... The iron chunks each weigh 18 grams. I'm not sure where we are in poundage or ounces.
Iron chunk was my nickname in elementary school.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Here comes iron.
Don't I always had a wrinkled shirt and I was fat. So they ironically called me iron chunk.
Iron chunks in there. Right? 18
I love nuts and brownies.
They were taken from pieces that have been swapped out of the Eiffel Tower during renovations.
Hmm.
You mean that's not the original Eiffel Tower that we see?
To maintain it, there are certain things they have to do. This is the coolest thing.
Can you say it's 100% the Eiffel Tower as it stood in 1832 when it was constructed?
I think it's 5% original material.
That's exactly what I think.
It's almost exclusively original material.
I don't want my silver medal with rusty bits in it.
Game organizers added the metal used in the medals, not to mention the Eiffel Tower bits, all recycled, not newly mined.
You see the picture on it?
Nope. The chunks are stamped. I mean, no, not yet, but I will be looking forward to seeing them. The chunks are stamped with Paris 2024. And
that makes sense.
The game's logo, which looks like a flame. Or the face of a woman
lighting a cigarette
with a bob haircut.
One in France.
What is the percentage of French people who smoke? Is it like 100%?
I think the per capita the most is, I want to say, China.
Is that right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Somewhere in Asia. But I think France is still pretty high.
Yeah.
I think it's a great thing to put in the medal. That's just so cool. You don't... It's so artistic and fun.
It sounds,
these Paris games are going to be great.
It's interesting. The jury's still out on how they're going to be able to do it.
What do you mean?
Logistically, it's causing nightmares.
We hear this before every Olympics.
Yeah. No, well, if you were like me and had several native Parisians calling you at midnight.
The only thing native Parisians call you, we can't say on the radio.
You filthy, filthy.
Rhymes with ucking hole.
I thought that was French. Are you kidding me?
Well, pardon is French.
Here's another story.
Do we know if they're going to be able to swim in the Seine yet?
Yeah, if they don't mind diarrhea for 6 weeks.
No, there was a problem with E. coli last summer. They were testing it. So it's going to be great. I'm very excited.
So if you were an athlete and they said, okay, it's safe to swim in there now, would you swim in there now?
Sure. These athletes have spent the better part of their lives preparing for this. It's going to be great.
I'll ask someone reasonable.
Yes.
Jess, would you swim? You're an athlete going to the Olympics, and they said, well, last year at this time, it was full of E. coli. Now it's fine. Go ahead and swim. Would you swim?
Yeah, I mean, if they treated it.
Yeah.
Right?
All right.
No?
I'd go drink a glass right now in front of me.
Yeah. That's right.
Because the average Olympic swimmer ingests 7 glasses of water. Did you know that when they swim?
Absolutely.
And that's just in the 50 meter. Those marathon guys, my God.
I don't even want to talk about
kids. Do not tell that to your teacher today. Yeah.
The breaststroke. Yeah. What if they have someone broadcasting the swimming competition in the Olympics, and every time he says breaststroke, he,
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
you know, when I see that breast, I stroke.
Oh, man, look at that.
I wouldn't.
All right.
I'd watch those Olympics. The Olympics are they're essentially obsolete, aren't they?
What do you mean?
Nobody cares. Nobody watches.
Yes, they do.
They watch Snoop Dogg and Gary Hart. No, what's his name?
Kevin
Hart.
I'd watch Gary Hart. Look at her.
Is he still alive?
I don't know, but if he were announcing women's volleyball.
She's hot.
I like it.
You know, Paris is famous for its open urinals.
What do you mean, open urinals?
You mean like out on the sidewalk?
Yeah, eco-friendly open urinals in the several parts of Paris.
Lovely place.
I don't remember that.
They drain right into the Seine.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. You know, they have sidewalk commodes that are just glass great poupon jars.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, that I believe.
Pardon me.
Shall we? I need a great poupon jar.
Man, that commercial was everywhere. Remember that?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Pardon me. Do you have any Grey Poupon?
I'm a fan of Grey Poupon. I think it's a tasty mustard.
I like it in certain hot dogs. I love it. But other than
that's very fancy.
Oh, yeah, very
hot dog specific,
certain
kind of a slumming thing.
Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Kind of a working class hot dog and a bougie mustard.
That
defines you, really.
It's a nod to my white trash history and also my station in life currently. Yes, exactly.
Oh, we had a request for the White Trash Expo piece.
We can't
play it.
Can't play
it. I listened
ever.
To it for the first time in a couple years. It's poetry.
It's
it is so offensive.
Just count yourself lucky if you have a copy of it at home and enjoy it there.
Yeah, you're gonna have to
offensive.
Dig up the CD.
Yeah, really.
Oh, it's great.
Well, that can't be offensive.
Well, I don't think it's offensive, but I don't think you're offensive. So
yeah, there you
thank
go.
You.
not one to judge, really.
Yeah.
Anyway, no, I'm not.
Anyway, I think the medals are super cool for the Olympics.
They have pieces of the Eiffel Tower.
Just great.
They took pieces of the Eiffel Tower out and replaced them with other pieces. How do they do that?
Well, the same way they fix bridges or anything else.
Oh, there it is.
What's that? There's the metal.
Looks like garbage.
It's like a watch.
It looks like it looks like an air filter.
Yeah, it sure does.
A little bit.
Yeah. You know what? If I won, I'd go no thanks and hand it right back.
it's very large. It's bigger than a tennis ball.
Now, is it true? Is it
flatter.
True that the
good point, fair point?
Is it true that the Polish athletes when they receive their gold medals?
Oh my god!
Want to get them bronze? You can do that old joke. Dust that off, will you?
Man, that joke's very good. I don't care who you put.
Joke.
I don't care who you put in the place of.
Yes,
that's very good.
The French will get their gold medals bronze.
Yes.
Yes, that's the thing. Yes. Anybody can use their...
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The Americans are so stupid. Yeah.
Right,
you know
right.
They're saying it about
yes,
us.
Yes, of course.
Let's have some fun.
Now, I have a question about... I know the Paris Olympics, it's going to be the first one to feature breakdancing.
That's a real thing.
Yeah, do you bring your own cardboard? How does that work?
I don't know.
Do you have to use...
I'm guessing...
Can the cardboard have, like, because it's a cut-up box, could it have an ad for something?
I bet it does. And I bet it's...
Hey, look, Galois.
Probably a mad...
Olympic-sanctioned...
I always thought that the cardboard was to protect you from the concrete in the street.
Yeah, what's the point?
But if you have a dance floor...
You're fine.
You're fine.
Oh, they're doing it on a dance floor?
I would assume
they're
so.
Not doing it on the street.
It's not street enough for me.
You want them out in the street?
No, I want them not in the Olympics.
Just outside of a bistro on a corner.
Hey, look, it's the Olympics.
Pardon me, is that the Olympics?
That's the Olympics.
Hey, look, there's some guy with a boom box.
Now, he's infatuated with the metal situation, but he doesn't want breakdancing to be a part of it.
No, they're watering it down.
Here we go.
I wonder about the music on that.
It's a guy with a boom box.
Do they get to pick like the figure skaters do or whatever?
Yeah, that's what I would
and
assume,
licensing
right?
fees and stuff like that. I mean,
they can afford it.
Well, they use music in the skating competition.
How much does that cost?
It's a
lot.
$1.99 a minute.
Okay.
Yeah.
I see.
I see.
Elsewhere in sports.
Authorities in Nepal say people climbing Mount Everest will now have to bring their feces back to base camp for disposal.
Come on with this.
Isn't there like a crevice you could heave it in?
Yes.
Due to extreme temperatures, excrement left on Everest does not fully degrade.
Just frozen crap up there.
Officials estimate there are about 3 tons of human waste on the mountain.
3 tons.
Who did that math?
Of human waste.
I'd like to see that story problem.
Climbers must
1,700 people have climbed Everest. The average poop weighs...
Hang on a second. Who is this a Sherpa? Who is this?
Some jackass that's making more dumb rules we don't need.
Climbers must now buy poop bags, much like you would for your puppy, at base camp, which will be checked upon their return.
Oh, that's a great gig. Well, I used to be a Sherpa. Now I collect the poop bags from the climbers, the ones that make it back, the dead ones, you know.
Local chairman Mingma Sherpa told the BBC, our mountains are so much poop, they've begun to sink and stink. He added, we're getting complaints that human stools are visible on rocks, and some climbers are getting sick.
Now there's puke, too.
Oh, now
Jess, you had a question about the poop up there?
I just didn't think you were supposed to expose any part of your skin while you're out there. So
you have to defecate, obviously.
Well, I know. Wait. I'm just curious of what you do. Is there a hole in your pants?
You drop trowel quickly and go.
No.
I know, but then you get burnt on your butt.
I would think you would get wind burn or something.
Yeah.
That's part of the deal. You want to go up to Everest or not? I want to go to the top of the world to leave a couple of turds up there. What do you
think? For $90,000, people climb that thing and go through that.
Several die usually every year.
Have you seen the ones of people climbing and the bodies just like sliding down the mountain as they're climbing up?
You think that'd be a priority?
Sliding down the mountain.
Wouldn't that be a priority, really bringing the bodies back rather than the turds of the
That's
climate?
Where I would start, with the bodies.
Yeah. I'm guessing that because they have those big groups going up, they probably all poop in the same place.
Oh.
So it's probably a field of... So I can see their point. But then you got to carry it with you, though. That's what's really awful.
I think 90 grand is probably a bargain. I think it's...
Is it more than that?
Yeah. I want to say it's 6 figures.
But wouldn't you say at some point you'd be at a place where there's a big crevasse, you can just heave it over?
Yes. And you can do that with the bodies, too.
Yeah, toss them in there?
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Isn't
that better?
Look, if you're taking a chance, you're taking a chance. You should sign a waiver saying, hey, look, if I die up there, throw me in the crevasse.
Are these people like the people that do, the fit stuff and they jump on the boxes and they flip the tires? Like, that's all they talk about, right? Yeah.
The CrossFit.
And the people that climb this.
So
that's
many people
they
do it.
About.
This Jackasses. Would probably be, we could probably recycle all those plastic grocery bags that we take. Finally, something to do with them. Hey, wait a minute. Save those. They're going to Everest. It's for the turds.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on, right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? You pay me more.
Jeff Smith teaches on a sliding scale.
Those Weekend Golf Guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.